Well, if you could open your Bibles up with me into Philippians chapter 1. And while you're turning to there, I do have a few upcoming announcements to share with you all as we go into this time of Christmas. So this Wednesday this week, in 3 days from now, during our Wednesday, the beginning of our Wednesday night study, the children are going to be sharing. If you've come into the sanctuary between services over the past couple months, you may have heard the children singing or practicing reciting the Christmas story. They're going to be sharing that with all of us on this upcoming Wednesday. So wanted to let all of you know that. I know a number of us enjoy to get to sit in and hear them begin to share that wonderful message. So that's going to be this upcoming Wednesday at 7. And then a week from today, so next Sunday, will be our Christmas service. And you all are just fine here at 11 because it's going to be at 11 then. So just show up as you would to this service and you'll be right on time. But we will not have a 9 a.m. service. We'll just have an 11 a.m. service, and that'll be our Christmas service. On Christmas Day, hopefully you're writing this down. I should have had to get a pen and paper out before we started. Christmas Day, which is the following Wednesday, we will have a time of coming together, and it's like as a family, we're coming around the piano and we're going to sing praises to God. We're going to give him the glory and the honor in this time as we should. So a time of the hymns, of the different carols, and just rejoicing in him on that night together as a family. So just wanted to share those things. Mr. Sonny?
And if I could remind him about the clipboard. It's not for singing yourself, a solo or a group. It's if you have a favorite song that you like being heard during Christmas, that, you know, of course, is one of the church songs.
Thank you, Mr. Sonny. I'm glad you mentioned that. That clipboard's back there at the back table if you have a particular request for that time. and also we have the Christmas VBS on the 23rd. I remembered it. The Christmas VBS on the 23rd, that Monday. So if you look with me in Philippians chapter 1, we had a time yesterday, the ladies of our body did, of coming together for the time of the cookie exchange. And I was so encouraged as Savannah was sharing with me what Miss Connie was sharing and some of the different testimonies you were hearing and the way that the Lord was working within the body in that time of really waiting on God's promises and how we begin to walk in that time of waiting on him and trusting his promises to be sure and true as we know they are, as we know he is. And so I was thinking about this passage. If you look at me in verse 27, it says, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." As I heard my wife begin to share and my daughter share of that time of you ladies coming together, what I was hearing is you all were coming together and going, we're going to trust God together as sisters. We're going to put our trust in him. We're going to believe his promises are true, and we're going to wait on him in faith as a family. And to me, that was just encouraging. I was strengthened and encouraged, and I wasn't even there. I think I'm allowed to be, even though I'm not one of the ladies. I was allowed to be encouraged in that. But I was just so thankful for those times that, whether it's as the men, we get to come together, you ladies get those chances to come together. And so what we like to do at this time such as this is, as we did in the first service, is have some of the ladies come up and just share how the Lord encouraged them and strengthened them during this time. So I've asked, Ms. Linda and Ms. Carol, if you ladies could come up and join me. And I'm going to allow you all to share because you actually were there. And so you can share firsthand that encouragement. Ms. Carol, we'll let you share first.
Age before beauty.
Just showing honor.
Thank you. Well, it was just a delightful time on Saturday, and it was a special time for all of us women to get together and encourage one another and build one another up in the Lord. And it was so great to be together. And One of the great things about the cookie exchange, it's not that we bake cookies for ourselves, but when we get to pick them all out and make this great big tray, I go home and divide it up so I can give it to more neighbors. But that's what it's for. It's to give to somebody else and to be able to share with them maybe a verse from Scripture as well in that cookie tray. So it's a wonderful outreach as well to our neighbors, and I'm thankful for that. And one of the verses that I felt when I was listening to Connie with Waiting on the Lord is in Psalm 37. It says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Forget about yourself, commit your way to the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." And I know that personally in my own experience in waiting. Sorry, I'm a crybaby too, so don't. But I've waited on the Lord for many years, for my husband and for my children. But the Lord's answered, and I praise him for that. So he's faithful. He's always faithful, and I thank him.
Ms. Kara, we sure are thankful for your heart, and we're not surprised that you found a way to even reach more neighbors with the cookies. So if you've ever been caroling with Carol through the neighborhood, you won't be surprised at all to hear that. Ms. Linda?
Thank you for the opportunity to come and share. I share what a lot of the other ladies have shared before, is that I'm always really grateful for the time I have together with my sisters in this church family, because it is such an encouragement to see other godly women, you know, walk the walk. And I love when they share their struggles and the ways that the Lord has helped them to overcome, because it encourages us as women. Because I think Summer made an excellent point earlier about how the world tells women a very different message than how the women of this church really, you know, just what we believe and what we and how we kind of see the world and how we carry ourselves in the world. And having been someone who followed the world narrative for, you know, quite a few decades, and knowing that that was hard but came out unproductive, I'd much rather follow a path that can still be hard but, you know, is very fulfilling and productive, because everything in the Lord is. And that message of waiting was really, from Ms. Kanya, just really amazing, because you know, I am someone who, I'm strong-willed, so I will will things into fruition. I'm impatient, so I will take the bull by the horns and make it happen now with that strong will. And the Lord has just over time broken me down in a lot of different ways and really kind of chopped away at that that pride and the fact that I have taken abilities and capabilities that he has given me to then be like Cain and just do my own thing and will and, you know, force my way there. And that message and reminder of waiting on the Lord, because it's not going to be in our way or our time, but the way he does it is perfect. And there is nothing but when you look back on it to say, wow, that was the most amazing way the Lord could have worked. And I would have never thought of it. I would have never been able to achieve it because I'm so limited. It just helps me to recognize how limited I am, because I couldn't even think of his methods, because the Lord's ways are not my ways, right? They're so much loftier. And also just that waiting is really, you know, through all the teachings here, you learn that that waiting is part of what matures you and grows your faith. And he is always faithful to fulfill. And I think about, you know, my father was very influential in my faith walk. And, you know, and I've watched just, you know, very difficult times that my parents have gone through. And I've seen the Lord fulfill his promises that sometimes took like 30 years. My father died a believer, and he was a 30 plus year journey. So he will always faithfully fulfill his promises, and he will always finish the work that he begins. So so that sharing yesterday reminded me of that, and thank you to all the women of this church for you continuing to abide in the Lord and encouraging each one of us to do that.
Thank you. You know, I'm reminded as well there in 2 Peter in chapter 3, that there's going to be a lot of those that are saying that God's promises, where is he at? When's he going to do this? When's he going to do that? But he's not slow about his promises. But he is bringing about a good work. And we've been thankful for you guys and your heart to want to just do it God's way. And sometimes we experience the world's way in things, and we begin to see the kindness of the Lord. We go, I just want to be with him. I've tried that. Don't want that. Just want to be with him. And I'm just so encouraged in hearing the ladies share today, aren't you? And just the Lord knew exactly what each one needs. And he knows how to begin to strengthen and affirm those promises in our heart. And so may we continue to encourage each other in that way, especially as we go through times such as this with Christmas coming up. Well, there's a lot of different things that can begin to weigh down in these seasons. But we have someone to begin to rest in. We have an anchor both sure and steadfast. We'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness and your love for us. You make promises and they're yes, they're done. They're never going to waver because you don't waver. And so, Lord, I'm so thankful for the strengthening that we have when we rest in you, when we put our trust in you. And I'm thankful for the time that you give us to begin to come together as a body and be encouraged and strengthened in your word and in who you are. Lord, you know just the right way to begin to move in our heart, to begin to make these things real, and that you begin to cause us in your strength to stand firm and to trust you and to keep walking in a manner that would be pleasing in your sight. In spite of the things that may go on around us, that we would just continue to pursue you. Lord, we recognize we need your strength and your endurance to do that. So, Lord, we just ask through this time ahead, these days that we have to be together, Lord, we would walk in a manner worthy of you, that we would encourage one another to trust you wholly. Lord, we give you and you alone the thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.